Trying to get heard? You could yodel. Trying to get exposed? You could go naked. But at CKMS, we've got a better idea. Advertising on Radio Waterloo puts you hand in hand with the campus and the community. Want low rates and fantastic exposure? Advertise with 100.3 FM CKMS. Just by calling 519-886-2567. That's 519-886-CKMS. Pumping what matters from the heart of Waterloo.
not Halloween. All my life, well, I thought it strange. Now my estimations due to change, 'cause I've seen something new. Those crazy eyes on you.
as it seems, just how much it really means. Glad to be mama, yes sirree. Where welcome's free, so dear to me, where I can lose my face in street blue. Papa don't know that somebody got it.
Hey, welcome back, CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. This is the Swingin' Blues Radio Show. This is David Trin here, and we're just enjoying the music there. That was John Seiger and Jordan Clapman, and that was a CD they made, the Haiti Relief Fundraiser in Toronto a while back there, and that was John Seiger doing Basin Street Blues, and quite an amazing number. My special guest this evening, David Barth from the community here. Hello, David. Welcome to the radio station and the Swing and Blues Radio Show too.
Hi, David.
Yeah, we're just talking about so many things here off air here. We're talking about John Seiger. We're talking about Patrick Tevlin and all these great Canadian jazz artists in the area, Kitchener, Waterloo, Toronto, surrounding areas. And I think you saw Patrick Tevlin a couple of weeks ago when he was here in Waterloo.
He was absolutely fabulous. Oh,
yes, he was.
I couldn't believe the things he was doing with that trumpet.
I know, me too. We got a couple of national announcements to share with you. And David, what do we have here on the announcement list?
Well, we've got the Harang Dance Cap Scholarship deadline. That's coming up April 14th, 2012. So what you get is a week of dancing at the world's biggest Lindy Hop dance camp in beautiful Sweden. Toronto Lindy Hop and Harang Dance Camp is given a pass for a week of your choice and $200 towards airfare to each of two Toronto and surrounding area dancers who've never attended Harang. So the level of dance doesn't matter, I understand. So to win this, you have to write an essay, 1,000 words or less, why you want to go, how you'll share your learning with the Toronto scene when you return, and how you could contribute to the THL website.
Yeah, that's the Toronto Lindy Hop website. Yep.
Yeah, TLH.
What's the website there?
That is www.torontolindyhop.com.
Right. So we definitely encourage you to even take a look at that, even consider consider writing to the Toronto Lindy Hop committee and expressing why you should attend. I've had quite an experience there when I was there in Harang when I started dance training, and I definitely highly recommend it. If you have the opportunity, the finances, and the time to do that this July, or even next July too, Harang Dance Camp. You can find information about Harang, www.harang.com, HERRANG.com. So, pretty cool. That comes once in a blue moon.
Yeah, no, that sounds like it would be an amazing opportunity.
Yes, and I know that two of our local dancers, Julianne Desrochers and Martha Monroe, who now lives in Toronto, attended it 2 years ago, and they came back with lots of new ideas and inspiration and energy.
Yeah, I asked her about it, Julianne, I asked her about it just the other night, and she said, yeah, it was one of the most amazing experiences she's ever had. So strongly encourage people to try and get there if they can.
Yes, and if you can't make it, there are other equivalent camps in North America that you can attend, such as Swing Out New Hampshire, which is another one that we tend to frequent in late August, early September. So there's other neat things happening in the local community, as you're pointing out here, David. Tell us what's going on next Friday.
Well, we've got West Coast Swing. So Friday, April 20th, 2012, 8 p.m. to midnight, the Waterloo Community Arts Center. So that's the Button Factory. And that's on 25 Regina Street, South Waterloo. It's an introductory West Coast Swing lesson from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. And it's DJed West Coast Swing music from 9 to midnight. And then, of course, there's the late night blues house party that goes on to the wee hours from 12:30 to 4 a.m. General admission is just $5.
And have you ever done any West Coast Swing dancing before, David?
I have not. It sure looks very cool, though.
It is. And Sean Brown, our local instructor, is a top-notch West Coast Swing instructor and also a competitor too. He's won many awards and out there in the West Coast Swing competition world there. So we're really lucky to have such high caliber instructors and performers in Kitchener-Waterloo.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's see here. Let's move down the list. What else we got there? In Vancouver, British Columbia, April 27th, Lindy Bout 6. Weekend of classes, history lessons, and competition. And that was that was put together by Stephanie McKernan, or Stephanie, I think McKernan, I'm just trying to get her last name. I know her as Stephanie McKernan because we spent a lot of time in Harang together. She's currently named Stephanie Taylor now, and she'll be teaching with Kalle Johansson from Seattle too. And basically, it's just a weekend of good energy out there in Vancouver. So if you are looking to get out to the West Coast on April 27th weekend, Vancouver, you can attend Lindy Bout number 6, weekend of classes, history lessons, and competition. Website, www.lindybout.com. Other amazing things in Canada. The Canadian Swing Championships, May 18th weekend. It's a long weekend, May 2-4 weekend this year. Carling Lake, Quebec. And basically 3 days of social dancing, workshops, competition showcases, and all-night hotel room parties. Now, you just laughed there, David. You can only imagine what happens in those late night hotel room parties.
Yes, I'll only be able to imagine. That's correct. That sounds like it's going to be amazing.
It is. What they do is on both Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night, after the evening dance, which goes from about 9 o'clock to midnight, you get a break, and then at 2 o'clock, the party room opens up. And this party room basically plays pop music, club music, and people go in there and dance. And they have national supporters such as I don't think I can use beer company names on the air, but drinks will be available there at the bar within the hotel room. So it's a great time. It's a great way to meet other social swing dancers from across Canada, and it's an annual event that happens every year on the May 2-4 weekend. Website www.canadianswingchampionships.com. It is an experience if you are new to social swing dancing. It's one that I would recommend attending if you have the time there. After that, the next weekend, the Frankie Manning Tribute Weekend, put on by Toronto Lindy Hop again, May 25th weekend, 2012. And special guest Norma Miller will be there. And Norma Miller was a social, not only social, but a performing swing dancer back in the 1930s. And she now currently travels around the world, sharing her experience and her love for the Lindy Hop. And this lady tells the most amazing stories from the 1930s and the 1940s. And of course, Friday and Saturday evening, Gordon Webster will be in town playing the best of swing music that Toronto can offer. www.torontolindyhop.com. Definitely you don't want to miss that over the May, or on the May 25th weekend. And finally, back out to the West Coast, the Victoria Lindy Exchange. That's happening October 26, 2012, Victoria, BC. A full weekend of dancing. I don't have a website just yet, but I got that through my contacts over in Victoria. So definitely look at your calendar for October 26th. That's a lot of stuff happening, isn't there, David?
There is. It's amazing. When I take a look, though, the percentage of things that are actually going on right here in Kitchener-Waterloo are actually pretty incredible.
Yes, there's things happening almost every night here in Kitchener-Waterloo. I mean, when I think about it, Monday nights, I see your live swing at the Button Factory, and then Tuesday night's classes, Wednesday night you could be in classes or at Bobby O'Brien's. Yep, for that. Thursday nights, UW Swing runs the Fratburger event once a month, but they're working really, really hard right now to bring Dancing in the Park back, and that's in Waterloo Park, and they... Basically, the UW Swing Club members bring out a little boombox and they play music on the boardwalk right by Silver Lake there from 8 o'clock to about 11 o'clock. Maybe they may go a little longer or until security comes around and boots them out. The bylaw officer says the park closes at 11 o'clock. But definitely the UW Swing Club members are the ones that run that on Thursday nights.
So where do we find out if that's running? It's on the website or it's on a Facebook page?
Yes, I usually go and ask Ann Siktesh, who is the president,
okay,
myself personally. But I know that you can jump onto their at least their website, swing.uwaterloo.ca, and find out information there. They also have a Twitter feed, too, so you can try to follow that, too, and see what's going on. Swing.uwaterloo.ca is the website to stay on top of things. They're also on Facebook, too, and you can join their group there. Just type Waterloo, University Waterloo Swing Club. So,
perfect.
Yeah, that's Thursday night. Friday nights, you know, go visit your non-swing dance friends and family.
That's right. And on Saturday afternoons, we go to
the Lank Jazz Club. And then Saturday night, you can take it easy, or you can basically head back to the Lank because they have blues.
Yeah.
Saturday evening, and I believe Matt Weidinger played a couple weeks ago, and Douglas Watson, and all the local blues bands. So we're very lucky. And then Sunday, what do you do on Sundays?
Well, when I have a chance to do Sundays, there's always solo jazz.
Oh, right. That's one that runs once a month. But the University of Waterloo Swing Club runs their swing club classes from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock there. And the unfortunate thing, it's only available for University of Waterloo students or alumni. And you have to have, what's that card?
ID.
No, the rec card. I can't remember. I used to go there. It was like 10 years ago. I don't remember anything. I know they're in exams at the moment. The students are all working really hard to finish their final papers, and exams. I think they're starting next week.
I think they are.
Yeah.
And there's some of them that are already actually being written right now. So I imagine when they do get to the Fratburger next time, they are going to really bust it out.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to see. Mm-hmm. But definitely tune in next Thursday evening. Jeff Stegger is going to be our host, and he'll definitely play some of the best blues music that I've heard out there. And he brings in quite a range of guests. Last time he had Amy Nyland in, and Ross McDowell, and Jeff Benoit, and I think it goes on. Sean Brown was in here too, and he's got quite the array of folks in the community. So really happy to have him doing that. So let's keep the music going here. What we're gonna do is play some station ads and keep things rolling. You're listening to the Swing and Blues Radio Show. My name is David Trin. Thanks for locking in this Thursday evening, 11:34 p.m.
The Hepcat Hoppers provide Waterloo Region with weekly live and DJ jazz dance parties, group swing dance classes, and live swing era performances. Enjoy live swing jazz every Monday night starting at 8:30 p.m. at the Waterloo Community Arts Center, The Button Factory, located at 25 Regina Street South in Waterloo. For more information, please visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms is a family-owned traditional beef farm. We're a local business and we produce local beef. You can talk to the farmer, that's me, Jeff Stegger, and you can talk to the butcher about custom cuts. Buying in bulk tastes really good. Jeff at shadynook.ca.
one who shot the moon above. Seal my windows up with tears. Stop the love bug, can't get in. I'm gonna pop my romance right along the curb. Hang a sign upon my heart, please don't disturb. And if I never fall in love again, that's soon enough for me. I'm gonna lock my heart and go away the
going. You can smell it, you can see it, you can feel it. We're down in New Orleans, yeah. Mr. Glenn Anderson on the street beat here, baby. We'll be right back. little friend, name was Paul. I give him a little and he takes it all. Well, tied like that, tied like that. Don't you hear not baby say, tied like that, Well, I had a little friend, name was Bob. He dark my parcel in the mud. You better wipe it off. Yes, wipe it off. Don't hear not baby say, wipe it off, yeah. Had a little friend, his name was Neil. He done stole my automobile. Better wipe it off. Just wipe it off. Don't hear not baby say, wipe it off, yeah. There were two old ladies sitting in the sand. Each one wishing that the other man. Yeah, tight like that. Yeah, tight like that. Don't you hear not baby say.
CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. That was Diddy and the All-Star. Amazing, amazing tune there. They come out to the Lank every once in a while. I don't think they're on the schedule at the moment as I flip through the paperwork here. But Diddy and the All-Star, definitely check them out if they ever make it here to the Lank there. Yeah, lots of really cool things happening on the international side here. The Chicago Underground Blues Experience is coming up June 8th. To 10th, and it's an amazing thing. They actually are piggybacking off of the Blues Festival there in Chicago. And if you're interested in this, definitely contact Julianne because she's looking to carpool to go there on the June 8th weekend. For the event itself, you can register and pay $35, and that'll get you into all the late nights that they have planned there. So that's the Chicago Underground Blues Experience. Also in Chicago on May 11th, the American Lindy Hop Championships. Happening, let's see here, it's that weekend. It's a weekend of competition and classes, and Dominique Boulin is actually on the bill there to teach with the teaching staff there. So if you're curious in what happens there, it's like really high caliber performances and shows that gets put on there. Go to YouTube, type in ALHC or American Lindy Hop Championships, and you'll get a whack load of amazing, amazing performances out there. www.artspectrum.org is the website, American Lindy Hop Championships. June 7th to 10th, the All Balboa Weekend is happening in Cleveland, Ohio, and that weekend is basically full of classes, competitions, and social dancing. They're featuring Jonathan Stout's band, so... if you haven't heard of Jonathan Stout, definitely YouTube him. Everything's on YouTube these days.
That's amazing.
That's right. www.allbalboa.com is the website. And Amanda and I and Siktesh will be going down to that. And so a carpool is available from Waterloo down to Cleveland, Ohio for the June 7th weekend. All the way out to the West Coast, Seattle Lindy Exchange team is featuring this awesome, awesome event called the Jazz Dance Film Festival, and that's in Seattle, Washington. Basically, what they're doing is they have a jazz dance music video contest, and what they're asking for people to do are all around the world is showcase jazz music and jazz dancing for dancers and non-dancers alike. Basically, put a music video together. Definitely, but make sure you get like the rights from the musicians first before you put a music video together. Put some swing dancers together. Edit the video and send it off to jazzdancefilmfest.com. The contest ends August 2nd, 2012, and we have seen quite a number of amazing videos out there on the internet. I don't know if you've seen any of them out there, David. For instance, Black Coffee is one of them that Turlock plays on the show regularly, and we play it once in a while on the Monday night during the DJ nights. I don't know if you've seen Black Coffee or not.
I think I might have seen that one. Yeah. Pretty amazing looking routine.
Yes, it's with Mike Faltasek, mm-hmm. and he's this guy that stands at the bus stop in Seattle, and he's going to work. He's carrying the briefcase, and he walks into this cafe, and the fella hands him a coffee cup, and all of a sudden he's doing swing dancing with like a live band behind him.
yes.
Maybe hopefully I can find this, and we'll definitely play some Black Coffee for you listeners out there. But just before I do that, I would like to wrap up the show here. We're coming to the end of the hour here, and DJ Carmelo is in the house. Hello, Carmelo. Hey. Street Hop's coming up after 12 o'clock after the Swing and Blues radio show. Yeah, so next week, Jeff Steiger will be hosting episode number 42. Tonight is episode number 41. And today is Thursday, April the 12th, 2012. And I've been your host, David Trin, and my special guest here, David Barth from the community.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for coming on the show and sharing your thoughts about what's going on and some of your music. It's quite amazing. A couple of amazing tunes you've shared with us.
Yeah, they're lots of fun.
Are there any other thoughts you want to share with our listeners about our Kitchener-Waterloo community in the live music, the dancing, your experience in the last couple months since you've been living here?
I guess I would just say that, you know, I kind of came here and didn't know many people. And boy, when I first kind of went out to my very first dance at the Button Factory, everybody was just so open and wonderful and friendly. And so it's a great way to meet people, get a little bit of exercise, and certainly coming out to the Button Factory on a Monday night is an awesome way to start the week. Get your blood pumping a little bit, meet some nice people, and have some fun. So I highly recommend it if you're at all interested in doing any kind of swing, Lindy Hop. It's a wonderful time.
All right. Wonderful. So ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening. My name is David Trin. This is David Barth here with me, and we have the local train passing through behind us here behind the Sound FM station. Have a wonderful night. We'll play a few more tunes at the end of the night, and then DJ Carmelo will be on the airwaves shortly after midnight. Have a wonderful night, Waterloo.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Good night.
want to get home.
Black coffee.
I'm so dizzy.
Black coffee.
Let's get busy.
Oh, 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 oh.
Help me to get home. I drank too much loopy soup. I thought I had one. Now my mind's all loop-de-loop. That's some stuffy kid.
Whoa.
Black coffee. Help a fella.
Black coffee.
What'll I tell her?
Man, 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 man.
I'm afraid to go home.
Trying to get heard? You could yodel.